Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Oh, my name's Elena Anderson, and I play Zoe Murphy in the touring cast of Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes, and Dear Evan Hansen is coming to the Kennedy Center, the legendary spot. It's going to be awesome to have it there. It's going to run August 30th through September 25th, so get your tickets now. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right, so it's really cool whenever Dear Evan Hansen comes back to D.C. because I saw it in D.C. before it ever went to Broadway. I saw the original world premiere at Arena Stage in 2015, and when you saw it, I knew it was going to be something special. You know, you could see, you know, Ben Platt and everything. Like, you knew it was going to be massive. But it's since, you know, dominated Broadway. There was a movie version, whatever. But in case someone missed it, try to give them the basic premise without spoiling it. I know it's particularly hard in this one because you don't want to spoil a certain, you know, high school thing that happens. But try the premise really quick.
Yeah, sure. You know, Evan Hansen is a 17-year-old boy who suffers from pretty severe social anxiety. And he's having a kind of rough start to the school year when suddenly he gets caught up in a really significant lie that changes his life forever.
Awesome. And explain who your character Zoe is, how she factors in.
Yeah, so my character Zoe is a student at school with Evan. Later on, maybe a love interest, not to spoil things too much, but I feel like that's kind of clear in the promo stuff. And she's kind of going through her own family drama while Evan is sort of discovering himself throughout the show.
Awesome. And I want to revisit really quick what I was saying about how it started in D.C. I raved about it, but I can't use that soundbite unless it's you saying it. So yeah, just tell me how exciting it is that it started in D.C. and now you're bringing it back to the very city where audiences first saw it.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it's so exciting that we're getting to come back to D.C. because before the show was even off Broadway or on Broadway in New York, it performed at Arena Stage in D.C. And so it's really kind of exciting for us to get to return to those roots.
Awesome. Remind us some of the legendary music numbers that we hear in this musical, and also, you know, who wrote it, the famous Paskin Paul of, you know, La La Land and so much else at this point. But Dear Evan Hansen sort of kicked it off for them. But talk about the music specifically and some of your favorite songs.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, like you said, you know, we know Paskin Paul now are really famous for La La Land and The Greatest Showman. They've done so many different things, but you know, we're so lucky to have had them write the music for Dear Evan Hansen. So we have some of the more popular songs like You Will Be Found, I think is kind of encapsulates the core message of the show, that you are not alone. It's this really beautiful, moving anthem of human connection. And then Waving Through a Window, I feel like, is another one that people know, that sort of starts off the show, Evan singing about where he is in life and what he wants from his life. Yeah, it's really cool, all of this music. And then you have great orchestrations by Alex Lacamoire, who, you know, did Hamilton and In the Heights and all this great other theater. And it's just there's something really powerful and special about the music where you can't help but feel moved when you hear it.
Oh, it's like the Titan. You're just listing like all the titans of, yeah. Of Broadway and Hollywood, and they're all come together for this songbook. It's crazy. And what I remember from what I remember too, I believe, like, visually what we see, I mean, yes, it's like a lot of, you know, it's like high school hallways and the bedroom at home and that kind of stuff. But from what I remember, and remind me if it's the same still, like, don't you also incorporate a lot of cool, like, ways of showing technology and social media? You know what I mean? Like, isn't there a lot of stuff sort of flashing up on stage as well?
Yeah, sure is. We have tons of panels, moving panels on the stage that sort of can slide and come up and down and move around. And so we can project lots of things onto there. And our lighting design team and our current crew is just insane with the intricacy and the nuance of the lighting design and how they use it to tell the story.
And what remind us, what exactly is popping up? Is it like tweets? Is it text messages? Or am I just remembering that completely?
No, it's all kinds of things. So tweets and text messages for sure. In the beginning of the show, when the audience is filing in and sitting down before we start, there's just like kind of like a Twitter feed situation going on that'll scroll through and you hear all kinds of notification bell sounds. You have... you know, Dear Evan Hansen, the title comes from basically the character Evan writes letters to himself throughout the show. And so you have projections of parts of those letters on the shows at time, on the screens at times. You know, all kinds of different stuff, but definitely a lot of social media, a lot of social media related stuff going on.
Well, and that's what's kind of cool of it is, I mean, it's not, obviously it's not the only show that's sort of tapping into this new wave millennial kind of mindset, but it is, I think, when I saw it, I remember being like, okay, cool. Like now our generation and stuff that we're familiar with is starting to tell its story. You know what I mean? Like we can restage all the classics, which I know and love. I'm sure you do too. But like, do you think Dear Evan Hansen is sort of like, it's of our time, it's our issues, it's our social anxiety, it's our, you know, teen suicide or whatever, you know what I mean? It's a story made by us about us. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that really something that I've been revisiting lately is how trailblazing it was for its time, because we've had other contemporary musicals, but I think this was the first, at least the first one that I'd heard of, it came out when I was in high school, that really, like you said, dealt with issues of its time, that dealt with things like anxiety and suicide and all of these issues. And to harness the power of social media and telling that story also, I think it really was revolutionary.
It really was. And you know what? We talked about a lot about, you know, the premise and stuff, but let's do a slightly deeper dive into Evan, the protagonist, Evan Hansen's, his character arc. And again, I know we're not trying to spoil anything, but just sort of take us, if there's any way to talk to you more, maybe in broad strokes of like where he starts in the beginning, so battling, you know, the 70-year-old bullied social anxiety and broken arm with the cast. I mean, it's so iconic now, but like talk about sort of his journey throughout the show of trying to, I guess it's just like a journey of trying to find acceptance, maybe telling some fibs that get out of control in pursuit of trying to be accepted.
Like you said, Evan is at the beginning of the show is so just so longing for human connection. I think anybody who has been 17 can relate to that. What a terrible time it can be in life. And I think because of that, you know, desperation makes people do crazy things. And I think that, you know, he sort of gets caught up in a lie by accident. It's not really a lie that he starts telling on purpose, but I think that as he gets carried away in it, his loneliness is what leads him to lean more into that. And sort of his journey across the show is sort of getting seduced by this this intense connection and acceptance that is based on a lie, and sort of finding his way back to real honest acceptance and a version of his life where he's able to be who he truly is and be accepted for himself as he is, not a version of himself that he's pretending to be.
Right. And sort of, I guess, along those lines, what do you want the audience takeaway to be? Like maybe if they are experienced, you know, younger viewers that might be in high school or even college or, you know, even adults, like, you know, scars of coming of age, scars of bullying can carry a lifetime with people. So, you know, what sort of do you want them to take away and sort of maybe being inspired to be them true selves?
Absolutely. I hope it doesn't sound trite or cliched, but the core message of our show is you are not alone. And I think that is so true and so so hard to remember sometimes, you know, at any stage in life when you're going through something difficult. But, you know, I think particularly in this, you know, digital era where there are so many new avenues of connection, there is always going to be a community that you can find. There are always going to be people out there that understand what you're going through, or even if they don't understand what you're going through, who will want to be there for you and support you. And so hold out to find your people. They're out there.
I love that. Hold out to find your people. And it kind of, when he's singing, waving through a window, you know, you think of a physical window, but like a lot of it too is sort of like symbolizing like waving through the windows of our screens on our phones and how much that can really heighten the bullying that a lot of people find. You know, do you think those windows, both, you know, software windows is part of it too?
100%. I think, I mean, especially, you know, having now been through like spring of 2020 when everybody was rushing to social media because we had nothing else to do. I think that's
or our Zoom grid is the one.
Our Zoom grid, exactly. No, I think that is definitely a correct interpretation of what's going on there.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Is there anything else we want to say before we go? I mean, I think we've covered a lot. How many Tonys did it win on Broadway? It won Best Musical, right?
It definitely won Best Musical. I want to say six.
Yes, I could just be counted. Wrong,
but I want to say six.
Yep, it was Best Musical, Best Book of a Musical, Best Original Score, Best Lead Actor, which was Ben Platt, and
Rachel Gay Jones.
Featured actors. Yep, you're right. Oh, and best for orchestration for Lackamore. So there's the six.
Oh, yes.
That's the six. Wow, that's incredible. I think it might even won a Grammy or something too, maybe along the way too for the cast album. But man, it is just a piece of work, and everyone needs to go see it. Oh, by the way, did you see the movie? Did you see it on Broadway? Like, I want to know what your personal as an actress, you know, your personal encounters with the material was before.
Oh
this.
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, like I said, it came out sort of, I think, my junior or senior of high school. It was my later high school experience. And I didn't get to see it then, but I had a lot of friends who loved it and were obsessed with it. But I actually didn't get to see it at all until I booked this job. And I got to see it before I started rehearsals for the first time. And I mean, I sobbed the whole time through, like literally just the whole time, tears streaming down my face. But it was, I think, it was so special to get to see that story and become a part of that story, having, you know, gotten through high school and, you know, being able to look back on my teenage self with a lot of sympathy and a little bit more wisdom than before. And I think it's just such a beautiful story, and I think it's really telling how it's endured, you know, all these years later.
Oh yeah. And I really want to encourage all our listeners to go to the Kennedy Center to see Dear Evan Hansen, the stage theater version, because I know, you know, every time there's a musical adapted for a movie, there's fans, there's detractors, pretty much every time. And the same happened with Rent. But like the stage version, especially, is, I mean, it's a must see. It's one of the greats of the last, you know, 25 years or whatever.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I guess before we run, I always like to close it out by pretend I'm not even here and you're speaking directly to the listeners, like, hey, you know, just like, hey, everybody, come on out. You're going to have a good time. Hope to see you there, kind of a thing.
Sure thing. Hey, everybody. Hope you guys can make it over to the Kennedy Center to see Dear Evan Hansen, because we'd love to have you.
Again, it runs August 30th through September 25th at the Kennedy Center. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a great day.